Recently, I found an offer to sell a COB LED module with a power of 50 watts. I decided to check whether the given parameters really correspond to reality. Below, I put the results of my test. 50-watt COB LED module purchase. I found the diode on eBay under the slogan 50 watts LED chip COB, 30 volts to 36 volts, cool white integrated bright bulb beads for floodlight, for less than €2. The seller is, of course, from China. COB in its name is an abbreviation of chip on board, which means that this module is a few or more LEDs in one housing as a single module. The module has the following dimensions. The seller provides the following parameters. Knowing the aspirations of some sellers to overestimate the parameters of their products, I decided to see if this diode actually reaches 50 watts. The results below. Test environment, TP1603 power supply. Good cooling is necessary for such an LED module. Even if we want to run it only for a moment, it shouldn't be turned on without a heatsink at all. For this reason, I also chose one of the larger heatsinks I had at hand and drilled 4 holes in it for mounting the module. Although this heatsink should be much bigger, especially for continuous operation, I used thermal paste to improve the contact between the LED and the heatsink. Of course, this module is powered by direct current. The poles of the module are marked on its housing. Just take a look. I soldered wires of the appropriate colors to the leads. I used the TP1603 laboratory power supply to power the diode. It offers voltage and current regulation in the range of 0 to 60 volts and 0 to 3 amps. Additionally, in order to verify the measurements, I used a UT210E clamp meter and a BM857S multimeter to measure the voltage. Voltage current measurement results. Such LEDs should be energized current source, that is, constant current, not voltage. This is because the voltage drop across a diode changes with its temperature, which, if powered from a voltage source, would result in a change in current as it heats up, which could eventually burn it. That's why I used my power supply as a current source. I gradually increased the diode current. The diode started to glow slightly at 0.01 amp current and 25.5 volts voltage. I quickly realized that this LED was really bright. Even at lower tensions, a brief glance at it makes us see a trace of its brightness in front of our eyes. I advise against anyone irresponsible experiments with such strong light sources. You can damage your eyesight. I allowed myself to pull the test up to 2 amps with the full awareness that it might end up damaging the module. Between subsequent tests, I took breaks so that the heatsink could cool down. Below are photos of measurements. I gave the measurement results to the table. Current, amp. Voltage, amp. Power, watt. 0.01, 25.5, 0.255, 0.02, 25.9, 0.518, 004, 26.2, 1.048, 0.1, 26.8, 2.68, 0.15, 27.4, 4.11, 0.25, 28.2, 7.05, 0.5, 29.9, 14.95, 1, 32.4, 1.5, 34.4, 51.6, 1.75, 35.3, 61.775, 2, 36.2, 72.4. Of course, if you observe the diode for longer, you can see that the voltage at a given constant current value changes. This is what I mentioned earlier. The voltage drop of the diode changes as it heats up. The diode actually reaches 50 watts with a current of about 1500 milliamps. Although, of course, some of this is deposited as heat and not light. My little heatsink works well only up to 500 milliamps, less than 15 watts power. Probably a cooler from an old desktop computer would work better here. You can get it occasionally from electronic scrap. Summary: this LED module actually has a power of 50 watts as stated by the seller. It is really very bright, much brighter than the bulbs we usually meet. Inherently, it also heats up quite a bit and requires a large heatsink, probably larger than the one I used for the quick measurements. Now you could think about using such an LED module. Do you have any ideas? Maybe a portable flashlight?